I'll just do a running go here. Welcome to Myopia Defend Your Childhood in what I'm calling an interstitial episode. We've got three other people here. I'll go down the order. You guys logged in. Mr. Quinn.
Hey, hey.
Candace.
Hi, guys.
And Turd.
Hello, this is Daniel, and I decided that my most appropriate name today would be Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
It's a funny name. Funny name.
It is funny.
So we're just going to shoot the breeze here for a little bit and kind of catch you guys up. We're all as stir crazy as you are, and especially since Matt and I teach and Candace and I do comedy together live, it's kind of hard to just sit on our hands and not do anything. So I guess we can kind of go around the horn here. Matt, what have you been doing to stay sane?
Well, to stay sane, I did do go through all the edits I got for the sequel to Thing in the Woods, the Atlanta Incursion. I got all that done. I'm waiting to send to the editor. He's done another project of mine to have it laid out into an ebook. And in the not staying sane category, spending way too much time on Facebook and Twitter and not getting any other work done.
Very funny response. Candace, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, even though it's been a weird transition, because for those of you who may know me in person, I literally have something to do every night of the week. I see patients Monday through Friday, which I'm still doing right now via telemedicine. And then I don't have band, and I don't have orchestra, and I don't have Cineprov or Rocky Horror or all the other crazy things I volunteer for, but we've found ways around it. We've been doing the Rocky Horror Quarantine Show, which is us filming and doing the show from our homes on Friday nights to help support the Plaza Theater and create funding for them. And then I've been volunteering doing some how to learn different board games in 3 minutes or less with a local game store, because they're a really great mom and pop place and they need content to help stay open.
Daniel?
Well,
Daniel's been keeping his sanity by not listening to the podcast.
No, I've been okay. I've been dealing with a couple health issues not related to COVID-19. Just some pre-existing issues with my back, which today are not being fun. So
I told you.
Welcome to the Senior Citizen Podcast. Well, every morning I fill out the crossword and drink some chamomile tea.
I don't know.
No.
He's a little too spicy.
Not many people notice, but I owned the first radio in where I live. Of course, there weren't much on at that point. Just Thomas Edison reciting the alphabet. A, he'd say. Then B, C would usually follow.
I guess depending on how sober he was. Daniel,
let's catch on. Oh. He's on AM 750 after Neil Bortz. But yeah, man.
Is Neil Bortz still doing anything?
No, he's just sending out racist tweets.
Oh boy.
I mean, as far as the rest of us go, I'm just sick of Disney Plus at this point, having a child at home. But we thought it'd be fun for us to kind of catch up with our elderly fashion, apparently. And, talk about stuff. Matt has talked to you about his editing and all that stuff. If you still want books before I forget, he's still shipping them out and they're still on Amazon. Candace, of course, we'll get back to you at the end so you can talk about helping us save the Plaza. I figure that's a good end plug for
us. Ooh, definitely.
Yeah. So in the meantime, first thing is first, starting on Monday, you're going to hear a new show that we're putting together, Matt, Daniel, and I, and once we get it down, because Daniel had to edit the hell out of the last one, we'll start having people on it, called the Twilight Zone, where we're going down a list of a classic TV show that no one asked us to do, the Twilight Zone. Something about the themes of the Twilight Zone felt appropriate in the apocalypse. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go down Vanity Fair to the list of their top 26 episodes. We're going to watch two at a time, and we're going to pair off.
Hey.
And we're going to choose which one we recommend of the two. And so the first episode is a one for the angels, which is, God, it's about a salesman and literally the specter of death. And then one I've completely forgotten.
Last Mile or something like that, where a guy visits his hometown and finds himself 20 years in the past and causes him to break his own leg.
Yeah, right. Basically.
Yeah, pretty much. So you can hear us do some bad 1950s impressions. It's called Walking Distance.
Yeah.
And then we'll do that. That will come out every Monday, not every other Monday like we usually do. And then every other Thursday, we'll still come out with a normal episode once a month. We're coming out with a Patreon. And thanks for all of those of you who have signed up because of this apocalypse. I hope we're giving you entertainment you need. And finally, we are releasing our newsletter next Monday as well. So for those of you on Patreon, you'll get an extra dose of us this week. Other than that, how have you guys been holding up TV and, you know, movies and streaming wise? What have you guys been watching?
Well, today I watched The Death of Stalin, which is new on Netflix.
Good movie.
Wow, that's some light watching.
Well, it's only a couple moments where you actually laugh out loud. Mostly it just seems to be because it's just kind of pointed satire.
Yeah.
And these people are just so, all of them, awful, repulsive human beings. At least, spoiler alert, Beria gets his.
We're the polar opposite, Matthew, because I sat down, I thought, well, what are all the movies that are going to make me happy? So I started off with Elf.
Good.
Which I watch, by the way, at least twice a month, year round.
No kidding.
I do. I really wish we would shadow cast that. I could do that movie, like straight up. That's my movie. Then I watched Good Burger. And then I got into the mood for musicals, and so I went to Repo, the Genetic Opera, which is probably one of the greatest cult movies that is just really undersold. It's so good. And then I did The Sound of Music, Candace, and that was my day. Yeah.
Do you want me to be honest about Repo?
I say that because I can't tell if there's a lag in the video if you're drunk. So I'm going to hope that you're drunk and go for it.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. when I turned 21, there was a Repo show at the Plaza, and myself and my friends were there. And we did riffs because whoever was the MC encouraged us to. So there you go.
So I'm going to put it out there. I was the MC for that show at the Plaza. We were 21st Century's Cure.
Are Repo and Urinetown in any way related to each other?
Not at all.
Because they seem to have somewhat similar plots involving like body part reclamation.
I'm sorry, wait a minute. What was the question?
No, Urinetown is not about body part reclamation. Oh, no. Urinetown is about water reclamation.
Yeah.
Hmm. Urinetown's a Broadway play, a very good one. But very different. I like the idea that you're trying to find things that make you happy and Repo came out. Not that it doesn't. It's just, it's a very dark humor, which is fine. I dig it.
The best part of that day was my friends at the time gave me a grocery bag full of random liquor shots.
Oh, God, help me.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that'll do it.
It's kind of like today. It's on the
21st. I mean, what do you want?
I love the thought of the fact that I was probably with you during your 21st birthday, Daniel, and we never put that together.
That's right. You've been doing this at the Plaza forever.
I have. I've been volunteering at the theater for 20 years this year.
Jesus wow. Christ.
Yeah.
You're like 18, though.
I was 16 when I started.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've all seen Highlander. She might be older than she looks.
The Highlander is the bomb, by the way. There can be
You know what? Speaking of that, watching the Twilight Zone, we did the first episode where he's in the can. It's amazing how old a 36-year-old looks in the 1950s. I don't know what kind of nightmare was happening to skincare back then, but these people, like, you know, I mean,
it's all
Candace and I have known each other for about 3 years now, which is crazy to say out loud, because my audition was in like May, almost 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't put ages on anyone other than Larry, who's the old fart in our group. But like, I don't know. You could be anywhere from, you know, your late 20s to your mid 30s. But you look at some of these people pretending to be 30-year-olds, and you're like, oh, he's 55. It's like watching Grease and seeing 40-year-olds in high school together.
That's true. Well, but you don't notice that stuff until you're that age. Until you're an adult, right. Then you're able to identify other adults. It's much like the Trix cereal. When you're a child, you see them as the little fruit emblems. And as an adult, they're just like round balls.
Have you, were you ever like the, I think it was Fox, had like Melrose Place or Beverly Hills 90210 or any of that stuff?
I was a little too young for that. That was a little before my time. I was like in middle school when that came out.
I had a cousin who was obsessed with Dawson's Creek. So whenever we hung out, that's what she wanted to watch. And you just was like, how old are these? Like these sprites. It's like Steve Buscemi and what is it, Billy Madison, where he's walking around like, hello, my fellow youth. You're like, all right, Luke Perry, you shouldn't be touching any of those people. But anywho, I've rediscovered my love of Simpsons and learned that I hate that Disney Plus is not putting them in like 4:3. So every joke is cut off at the edges, and that pisses me off. But yeah, guys, I have a toddler, so I've been watching way too much Disney.
What's your favorite thing you've watched on Disney so far?
Well, Frozen 2 has me crying every time, and I think that's just because I'm a broken person now.
Okay.
I will say, though, my wife and I are trying to get through Picard, and I was very disappointed by Picard. I'm not done with it yet, but it's not great.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of folks. I have not watched it, even though I'm a pretty big Trek fan. But I'll get around to it. I think a lot of times I don't necessarily like watching that stuff right when it comes out, mainly because it almost seems too topical. It almost seems very forced, but if you watch it a couple years later, it's kind of like, you know, watching, Enterprise, you know, years after 9/11 and stuff happened. Cause at the time it was very like terroristic heavy. And I think that would have been hard to watch. But you go back and you watch it now, and you're just like, Faith of the Heart.
On a very special episode of Picard. Power
ballad is really something, isn't it?
Well.
That's right.
The power ballad immediately tells you when that was filmed.
That's right.
Yeah. If you had any question, you were like, oh, I know the answer now.
That yeehaw bullshit. It's interesting. That is one that I watched later and I was fine with. And I won't give anything about Picard away because you haven't seen it yet. I do just like seeing Patrick Stewart do things, though. I love that man. And one of my kind of wash away things that I kind of enjoy very lightly throughout this whole pandemic thing is if you guys follow him on Instagram and follow or Facebook, I believe, he's been reading a Shakespearean sonnet every day.
I did see that.
Yeah, it's very cathartic. He's very charming. He really is. Oh, my phone. Anyway, so Daniel, what have you been watching?
Well, it's a bunch of things. Some are just a bunch of random YouTube channels, but one of the big things I've been rewatching was Battle Royale. Oh.
Japanese movie or Hong Kong? Hong Kong.
Japanese.
Japanese.
Has anyone else seen that?
I think I saw it in college. Right? Where they make the kids in their little school uniforms kill each other.
Right, exactly. Who here has ever seen any Takashi Kitano movies?
I'm sorry, is that a hentai?
That's right. It's mild pornography.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you say that name, there's a tentacle that comes out, and oh, good Lord, there is a tentacle waving right here that is just broken through my window. No.
Is Alex Jones going to take care of that for you?
No. imagine this. If Stephen Colbert was he was still Stephen Colbert, but on his off time, he was still like a Martin Scorsese director. Like, he directed these really violent gangster movies. That's who Takashi Kitano is.
You're not selling it for me, I gotta say.
No, you're not.
Oh, man.
That's okay. That's all right. You had me at the tentacle porn. You lost me at the Stephen Colbert as Martin Scorsese.
Well, I mean, he's been a late night show host for a good long while. I don't know what to tell you.
The one thing I did treat myself to, and who cares, I downloaded the Harmy cut of Empire, New Hope, and Jedi, which, for those of you who don't know, it's sometimes kind of called the despecialized edition. The dude took old French laser discs, which was the highest quality before the special editions came out, mm-hmm. and edited them together. If you can find them, they're truly beautiful filmed. So it takes out everything. All it does is do the color corrections from the old version, which is kind of fun.
Well, you know, speaking of guilty pleasures, I think a good topic is, since you bought yourself that as a little present, if you will, a little comfort from the quarantine, what, Matthew and Daniel, what is an item that you have bought during this quarantine that you know is completely unnecessary, but it just made you feel good?
I bought some leftover Dove chocolate bunnies.
I bought a Takashi Kitano box set.
Oh, God.
Let's see. What did I buy?
Puzzles.
I wanted to buy puzzles. I posted those. I was thinking about new puzzles. But instead, I did something a little crazy. I may have bought a tap floor. And that is,
are you kidding?
That is a floor that you roll out in your home to tap dance on. My husband just helped from the background. We live in an apartment, which that is true. That is a true fact. But we're going to see where it goes from there.
That's amazing. Do you know how to tap, or are you teaching yourself?
I know a little bit on how to tap. I took tap dancing classes as an adult because my parents couldn't afford it as a kid. So sure. When I became an adult, I was like, I'm going to do all the things my parents could never afford. I'm going to take tap dancing lessons, which, by the way, if you're an adult, you're still in the children's class when you begin tap dancing. So it was like 7 5-year-olds and me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I'm going to work on it. Work on getting better.
I just picture you like that episode of The Simpsons where they're trying to tap dance with little Annie or whatever her name is. That's adorable. And how did it go? Did you have like a big end of term like presentation where it was like a bunch of elementary school kids and you all dressed in leotards trying to dance together?
We did not do that, but I wanted that in my life, and that's been missing. So, you know, when this quarantine's all over, it would not be impossible for me to show up at the plaza and have my first recital. Just saying. They owe me that. For Christ's sake. I've given them my youth.
Oh, that's so funny. That'd be great. Like do a full Fosse number. You got like a bowler cap on and a black leotard.
Definitely.
That's the best.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so funny. So how close are we at the plaza with doing like a bikini car wash or something to try to save everything?
Well, you know, I mean, a bikini car wash in that area would not go over well. But if you three guys want to show up in nothing but like some Speedos and watch cars,
no,
I think some money could be made.
Well, Candace, I just want to go ahead and say my milkshake could bring all the boys to the yard. Damn right. It's better than yours.
I'm going to hold you to that, Daniel.
Oh, well, I could teach you, but I have to charge.
Oh, that's it. I'm dead. Funny. I'm dead now. Thank you.
That's funny.
Yeah, but no,
we're, I don't even know where I was going.
Well, you were asking about the plaza and fundraising things, and we are on the weekends. They are still selling popcorn and candy and booze to go outside of the theater. We are doing a project where if you donate to the GoFundMe, you get added to the Secret Plaza Movie Club, which includes Rocky Horror each week and some other fun little things. And then they are also doing additional virtual tickets that you can pay for individually of like brand new films and new independent films. And lastly, I have a secret lead that on Saturday, April 25th, if you are part of the Secret Plaza Movie Club, we're going to be showing The Room on Zoom so we can all yell and interact with it. And Greg Sestero, who plays Mark, is going to be Zooming in from his house in California as well. Yes. Oh, yeah, Mark's Greg's a really nice guy. He's just a real down-to-earth dude. And so he agreed to come help out.
I like how you keep referring to him as Mark.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't want to call him Greg. Yeah. Like, who is that, you know?
I mean, it's fair. And when people think of all of his IMDb listings, you know, just the piles and piles of them. But no, that's actually really cool. I know he's a big supporter of you guys, and he's done the live show a couple of times, right?
He has. I was lucky enough to host the live shows with him. And I actually have a really adorable picture of me and him at the Majestic sharing a milkshake. And we have straws on either side, and we're sipping it like we're going steady in the 1950s.
That's adorable.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Matthew. My milkshake is better than yours, Daniel. So, ha-ha.
Well, honestly,
one new reference.
Tommy has been to the plaza before, and I got on that stage and I got to hug him. So I have personally hugged Tommy Wiseau. So there you go.
Gross.
If you watch the Disaster Artist at the very, very end, when they do the montage of Tommy at the different theaters, one of them is him at the plaza. And I am in the far left-hand corner. You can only see, like, my arm, but it's when me and him were on stage together.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, yeah.
I'm not surprised. That's
my claim to fame, my famous arm.
Your famous arm. Matt, we need to get you one new reference. That song came out in 2003. Just one. Just one. Yeah, okay. Where am I? My brain's gone.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should recommend the top two things that we're all watching in quarantine.
I like that.
Oh, man, that was such a long walk. So, Daniel, do you want us to mention things that we have watched or that we're going to watch?
What do you plan on watching?
We can do one of each. One thing you watch and one thing you plan on watching.
That's fine.
There you go. Compromise.
There we go. Oh, all right, Matt. What's the other thing? What's the thing you...
All right.
Oh, that's I'll say a good that, movie right there.
Something I've already watched is Galaxy Quest.
Oh, that's a good one.
Amazing movie.
Oh, that's...
Something I plan on watching is the documentary. Daniel sent me the link to watch it on Amazon Prime. And it's the documentary about Galaxy Quest. I think it's called Never Give Up or something.
Something like that. If anybody wants to watch it, I'll send them the link to the Amazon Prime stream.
Put it in the group, yeah. I'm trying to think of what I have. Matt, Daniel, do you get Hugo?
Yeah, sure. One thing that I've watched over the past quarantine, I guess, is Battle Royale, which is a great movie. And beyond that, King of the Hill. I love watching old King of the Hills on Hulu. my personal favorite is when all of them become a volunteer firefighter brigade. And then they accidentally burn down the firehouse that they're responsible for.
Oh, that's funny.
So just as a little background information, that is that myself and Daniel are direct messaging each other back and forth. I found the photos from the show that he came to when he was 21 years old, and I just sent them to him.
Good Lord.
Oh, mercy me.
Oh, good Lord, that... Hey, you know what? True story. My roommate and I decided we don't need to study for the midterms. We need to go see Repo at the Plaza. That's how that worked.
Listen, that's how I lived my whole life, and that's why I'm just an assistant and not a doctor now.
That's right. I don't know, man. I guess I need to play this game. The last thing I watched that I was really happy to rewatch, I have a 4K print of Batman, like the 1989 Batman with Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton. God damn, that's a phenomenal movie. And it was nice to really get to just watch a stupid movie. I guess I'll play this twice, because this is a movie I have not seen in a long time and I have decided I need to rewatch, which is American Movie, which if you have not seen, it's a truly phenomenal documentary about some guys in Wisconsin who are trying to make a horror movie called Coolvin. And it's just an utter mess. This dude it's like early 90s. He's just using his friends to film a movie, and a buddy of his who actually went to film school is doing a documentary on him, and the guy thinks he's better than his friend who actually went to film school because he has a real vision. It's truly a funny documentary. And I guess the thing that I am watching that I have not seen before that I want to see, I guess, blah 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 blah, I'm gonna finish, of course, Picard. And then I guess as an aside to what we're doing now, I'm gonna try to watch the new Key Peele version of the Twilight Zone that came out this year just for CBS All Access, since I took advantage of it and got it for the next month and a half, like Comixology, which is free. I guess that's pretty much it, guys. We just wanted to dick around, let you know we weren't dead. You know, stay home, don't do anything stupid, keep doing what you need to do to stay sane and get sunlight and go outside and walk around if you can, because that'll all help. Just stay away from people. And I know I'm talking to a global audience, so do what you can and don't listen to people who tell you not to stay in place because they're stupid. And, you know, enjoy the podcast. Enjoy what you need to do. Reach out to us. We'll be here to listen and to participate with you, and do what you need to do to stay sane, whether it be the whiskey in a bottle or the sunlight outside or the CDB oil that I need now.
I made myself a bourbon iced mocha coffee during the whole time I've been drinking it, and it's amazing.
That's the best. Yeah, self-care, guys, that's how you're going to stay sane. So with that in mind, we'll go in reverse order. Daniel?
Well, best of luck out there. Stay safe, stay healthy.
Candace?
More importantly, don't do stupid crap at your house to try to make TikTok videos, because then your dumbass will end up in the ER anyways, and then you'll probably get sick.
Stay off of TikTok. Matthew.
Because Matthew's got to stay thin for that car wash.
Exactly. That's a callback. Classic.
Thank you.
If you live with people who are driving you nuts right now, understand that they're being driven nuts as well. I don't want to see a bunch of double homicides in your future. So with that in mind, stay tuned Mondays for the Twilight Zone. Stay tuned every other Thursday as we put another piece of your past on trial. Thanks for supporting the Patreon. See you on Facebook, Twitter. And those of you who love film, see you on Letterboxd. And God willing, when it comes back, see you live at the Plaza Theater for Lips Over Dixie and for Cineprov.
Yeah.
Yeah, God help us.
Yeah. The best theater in the Atlanta metro area.
Plaza. I know. There's a poll to prove it. So this was fun. I wanna come back all the time and hang out with you boys. Good time.
Yeah. Maybe next time we'll do it on camera so we can play a game of some sort.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.